This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another one.
We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag.
Timothy. Jimothy. Where's Antonio Brown? Where's the Antonio Brown riff? No?
Go ahead, Mike. Keep going.
So that was Antonio Brown with Rihanna and DJ Khaled. That's a song, right?
It's not Khaled. It's DJ Khaled.
No,
it's Khaled.
DJ Khaled?
Yes.
What's the difference? Khaled. Same difference. No?
Does that sound the same to you? Nope. Does Khaled and Khaled sound the same?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I got to submit my ego.
Khaled.
Submit my ego here in this segment. It's hour two of the Greg Hill Show. Mutt, Fitzy, Wiggy in for the crew. Our last day together. Tomorrow you get kind of it's a weird day tomorrow on the station. You get Andy Hart and Mark James in the morning.
Okay. No. It's Greg Dickerson.
Ooh. G Dick's back.
G Dick, yes.
Making his return.
Excellent. GD.
Loved Greg.
With Rob Bradford and Andy Hart.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this is tomorrow at 8, correct?
8 o'clock.
Okay, so then
8 to noon tomorrow.
8 to noon, then we get into best Red Sox Classics the rest of the day.
4 World Series clinchers tomorrow.
Oh,
love
yes.
That.
We got a Keith Folk in there?
Folk joined me last week in Red Sox Classics. Mike Timlin was very good last night for Red Sox Classics.
Timlin, highly underrated.
Living in Colorado.
Alan Embry and Mike Timlin, how they doing?
Definitely getting a Koji, pretty good. Right?
Koji did not join us, I don't think. Oh. Terry Francona was part of our broadcast. Jason Veritek.
Koji was lights out.
Joe Castiglione was a very tough get, but we tracked him down, Ken. He joined us about 10 times during Red Sox Classics.
He was lights out.
Did you ask Koji?
Koji had a Mariano Rivera.
Lights out.
Wiggy knows. Wiggy's ready to go. Baseball.
Did you ask?
You and Wally the Green Monster.
Did you ask Castiglione the most important question?
I don't know.
Is the hot dog a sandwich?
Sandwich?
Did not go there.
I do like playoff Red Sox baseball.
How can you not?
I do like that.
Well, I don't think you're going to have that this year, but you can hear it tomorrow, Red Sox Classic.
Most pivotal player to the 2013 run, of course.
It's Koji.
It is. Right?
Yes. Aside, yes.
Well,
no, there's no debate.
Ortiz or Koji?
Koji.
And yeah.
Koji made John Farrell's life easy.
Ortiz hit 700 in the playoffs.
But the other, what was the other?
Koji had like a sub 1.5 ERA for 4 months. They had no closer. He was the fourth guy they tried.
What was the other?
That's right.
Was he Japanese? What was the other pitcher, the setup pitcher? He was good too. They used to come in before Koji.
Oh, Junichi Tozawa.
Yeah,
Tozawa.
Could not pitch in Toronto. Awful, awful ERA in Toronto, as Ken would tell you about.
So very good in that run.
Was Wiggy ever front row at Fenway for a game? Like a big playoff game?
No, I never been front row.
And Dennis Drinkwater? No?
No, me and Ben Affleck. Me and Ben?
Ben would sit down there.
Is that who you'd call when your windshield was busted?
I sure would. And Drinks would put his hands up and sprint out of Fenway the minute that game was over, which was a sign the Red Sox had won.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Joe, we don't know. Maybe you'll answer tomorrow in Red Sox
Classics. I might not have the same juice for, like, game 60 of 162, but if you get me in the postseason, I definitely got some juice.
What about 60 games? Can I interest you in a 60-game Red Sox season where the games mean more? Technically, if there's only 60 instead of 162, every game is like almost like a football game.
No, you probably won't get me till game 50.
But you'll listen to the games on WEEI.
I'll throw it on every now and then. I'll throw it on. I'll be like, all right, let me, you know what, I've been listening enough of.
Hey, Alexa, play WEEI Red Sox.
I'll be like, all right.
Hey, DJ Khaled.
Enough of Nipsey Hussle. Turn the Red Sox game on for me, Alexa.
We're going to get to Diana Rossini's comments yesterday. We have some questions, but Jack in the car waiting patiently on Antonio Brown because Wiggy wants AB back. Jack, what's going on?
Nothing much. Thanks for taking my call, boys. You guys do a lot of talking here. Good to get some other people in. But listen, two things. Antonio Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
who did the Philadelphia 76ers owner and Robert Kraft spring out of jail?
Meek Mill.
That's right, Meek Mill. So if Robert Kraft can stand up a Meek Mill, who's a convicted, let's just say he's in jail, he's gonna stand up to AB. He's gonna put him on the team. He's gonna win another Super Bowl.
Jack, did Meek Mill take the social media and remind people that Bob Kraft got pegged for getting a sensual massage in Florida? Did he do that?
Robert Kraft is a forgiving man. We just saw that.
He's a forgiving man. That's I agree with him on that one.
Benevolent.
There you go, baby.
I completely agree with that.
I am so in on this now.
Kraft does have a, you know,
you guys are unbelievable.
Kraft has a big heart.
I think he has a very big heart, and there's room for Wiggins and Antonio Brown.
That's all right. That's it. Hey, listen, you don't need me as much as you need AB.
That's right. Can you imagine if he does come to the team? And you've got Edelman, and you've got AB, and you've got Sanu, and you've got
Cam
Harry,
Newton,
and Bird, and Asiasi.
Oh,
are they even going to run? That is just going to be like, I want what? It's going to be like a Vegas buffet, Mutt.
It's literally
just going to be, I want a lobster tail.
Two guys
tail,
playing Madden 2021.
I want a
right
lobster
now.
Tail and chocolate cake, and I want dumplings, and I want
you
steak.
You got Cam running that IPO?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the first time Cam goes to N'Keal Harry instead of Antonio Brown, Antonio Brown starts screaming at the sideline.
No, but he won't. I mean, they'll feed AB. You don't think Cam is going to feed AB? Cam's going to feed AB. He's going to feed Jules. He's going to feed my boy Asiasi. And that's what
So three
Cam's
guys gonna are getting fed.
Oh, man, yes. I'm force feeding you.
What about Muhammad's?
Well, he's going to drop. He'll,
keep feeding.
He's there to drop for the Wu-Tang line.
He'll feed him.
Can't go through that sketch on the air. But so wait, hold on.
Feeding him.
Asiasi, Edelman, yes. Brown.
Yes.
So Mohamed Sanu,
Asiagi.
So he's working out with. He'll
feed him a little bit.
Second round pick. He's got
he'll
nothing.
Feed him too.
Dalton Keene, the rookie tight end.
Yeah, he's not going to get fed like that.
N'Keal Harry?
He gets a few scraps. But
James White?
He'll feed James because you know he loves Christian
McCaffrey.
A lot of
mouths need to get fed in this new offense. This inaccurate quarterback is now going to start feeding all these wide
receivers. Who needs to learn a new playbook?
So yesterday, Wiggy's saying they're going to run the ball more, be a different offense. And today they're like a spread. Spread it out.
I never said they were going to run the ball.
Run and shoot offense.
Who
like
said
seven
that?
Wide
I
out.
Never said they were going to run the
ball.
Yes, you
did. You said it'd be a different offense.
No. I said that there would be a different offense in the sense that you would see Cam doing more RPOs and getting him outside the pocket to throw the football.
He said like the rollout today with Jacoby Brissett when he played for a couple of games.
But they're not
some
a running
football
team.
Brissett had a running rushing touchdown.
They're
in one
not
of those
a
games.
Running football team. You know, when you think running football team, you think of what you see with, you know, like the Baltimore Ravens. No, I think they'll put Cam in some of those situations where he can get the ball in Antonio Brown's hands quickly. He can get it because we know AB and Jules very dangerous with their yards after catch or their rack, their run after catch, right?
This is going to be a running football team this year, Mike.
No, it's
running
no way.
Football
with
team.
Who? That's what I thought.
Did they get Saquon Barkley?
No.
Or Ezekiel Elliott.
They have the best running back room in football, says Mike Tannenbaum.
And
a running quarterback.
And a good offensive line.
Who's the best running back in that room?
Rex Burkhead.
Besides Rex.
The kid we haven't seen yet.
Damian.
Besides him.
What?
Who would you say is
James White.
James White. And what's James White's specialty?
Receiving the football.
Okay. So you think that when you look at what Cam did with Christian McCaffrey, it wasn't because he handed to Christian. It's because he threw Christian the football. I'm telling you, you get AB, you got a completely different offense.
You guys have talked yourself.
The Patriot running back room is the best room of any position group in all of football.
Come on, Mike.
You went from 6-10 to 10-6
yes.
to start the week.
Yeah, because of Cam.
Let's say they add Antonio Brown.
Woo!
What's the number then?
Oh, man.
What's the Wiggy win total then?
19
Wiggy win total was 6 last week. It's now 10. Give me a drum roll here.
Ooh.
Hold on. Give me a drum roll. Give me
two of those bottles, man.
Bridget, roll on this, please.
And make sure you got them little flares when you're bringing it up. 12-4 with AB.
I can't.
Give it to me.
Hold on. Now let's get the honk. No, save the honk for Fitzy. The Fitzy win total was
11.
It was 10 wins to Stidham.
And then it was 11
to Cam Newton. They had Antonio Brown.
12-4.
Jesus Christ.
He could be in VIP with me. Fitzy's in the same VIP with me.
Or we're in the same suite.
No, we go VIP, man.
So Fitzy, you're behind this? You want AB?
No, but if they get him, they'll be 12-4. Do I want him on? No, because I want to actually see them play football. I don't feel like talking about Antonio Brown all season long. It's going to drive
everybody. I want two
everybody.
Bottles of Rock and two bottles of Hennessy. Fitzy, what you drink? Oh, and get this man an IPA.
And a Hendrix Chaser.
Yeah, get him an IPA with a little, they'll bring the little, you know, the little flare out with his IPA.
But what? They put one of those, like the bottle flares.
bottle flare. They'll have a bottle
flare. So here's your double dry hop.
They'll have a bottle flare.
IPA.
On
thank you. Treehouse. And make it Treehouse because I've heard they make the best IPAs.
Can you pour that in a glass for me? It's better when it airs out a little bit.
But it's chilled. It's got to breathe. Now, Hedy Stellwagen. I'll go Stellwagen, baby.
All right. So meanwhile, we're talking about Cam Newton. Diana Rossini says there's a coach who thinks Cam Newton might not start the year. We'll get to that after a Trending with Ken Laird and the Greg Hill Show.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
During Subaru Summer, retailers are making it easy for you to shop online from wherever you are. Begin at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Man, I am fired up about it.
Yeah,
Antonio Brown,
Wiggy
has got me
man,
in this.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
I was so against it last year, but you right. It makes...
Perfect sense.
Sense.
What a
so
flip flop of you.
I want a new flip-flop.
Laird, who are you?
He's changed. Wiggy is right.
Did you
not heard a peep from the guy in 4 months?
Did you support Antonio Brown when he went on the Tim Benz show yesterday? Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't.
How many Pittsburgh appearances you made this week?
That's three this week.
Oh, baby.
I'm basically employed there and here at the same time.
Good for you. So
you're getting paid there.
Get that guap.
The two Kens.
You mentioned Manfred. I want to bring this up quick because baseball's coming back today.
Yep.
How dumb is the commissioner of baseball
he's
to
dumb.
Go on the Dan Patrick show and say out loud, we never were going to go beyond 60 games when the players are going to sue them for not negotiating in good faith. He just lost the lawsuit.
I thought the players
$1 billion lawsuit.
The players had no shot to win the lawsuit until he went on the Dan Patrick. Right. Do we have that clip?
We will pull it.
He's telling on himself.
Because on June 8th, there's a headline. Baseball offers 76 games at 75% pay.
Mm-hmm.
So they offered something they were never going to really accept and ratify. This guy wouldn't put a pitch clock in, doesn't want to speed the game up, doesn't care about baseball. He's an idiot. He's the worst commissioner in sports, and this confirms it.
I don't know if this is in a courtroom. When they file this grievance, there'll be some judge that listens to that clip and just says, boom, guilty.
The lawyers will have it. They won't even exhibit A, judge.
Right. Settle out of court.
Here we go. This is the clip of the Dan Patrick show.
Yes. They are guilty.
Awful.
Now, Wiggy mentioned this audio earlier. Rodney Harrison, among those who are very pessimistic about the return of football in the fall.
Well, everything the CDC has said, talked about 6 feet away, making sure you wear your mask, and making sure that you stay inside the house. Guess what? Football, you have to breathe on people. You have to tackle people. You spit on people. Guys have cuts. Guys cough out there. You can't tell me if I have two or three kids at home or an elderly parent that lives with me that I'm going to be comfortable going out there practicing entire week, not knowing what the young guys, not knowing what the old guys are going to do after practice, going to restaurants and things like that. I'm not going to feel comfortable coming home to my family when I have kids and things like that. It's just, I don't know how we're going to have a season, bottom line, Mike. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Too negative.
See?
Rodney, come on. Stay open-minded.
He let Panther Man get to him and manipulate his mind.
Well, you're the same spot. You basically, that's like listening to you talk.
Panther Man, listen, he got to me, man. I'm telling you. Swooped in one night. I think I was watching Hightown, or I might have been playing Call of Duty, and all of a sudden, I'm like, man, why my mind changing all of a sudden? Panther Man swooped in and just completely...
Melding minds.
Wait,
what's his catchphrase?
Assaulted me.
Mind assault.
He's manipulating minds of all mankind. You just one day you're like...
Manipulating minds of all
you're
mankind.
You're just feeling good. It's like, all right, man, there'll be sports. And then all of a sudden, man, you're just like, I'm telling you, ever see Professor X in the X-Men?
Mm-hmm.
You're all of a sudden, you're chilling. Next thing you know, it's like, what?
He's in your mind via Cerebro.
What just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there is football, there'll be two preseason games. That's awaiting approval from the players today, but it appears the NFL wants to go back just to weeks 2 and 3. For the Patriots, that'll be Carolina and at Philly. And if there are fans, Wiggy, I know Mutt wants to get to this later in the show.
I do.
COVID waivers.
I
sign a waiver.
I could see that. I like the COVID waiver.
I wonder if fans will sign. We'll ask that question at some point this morning.
That's what's trending now. On the Greg Hill Show.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I smoke all the mic like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking.
you flipping off the shit. I'm kicking the Lone Ranger, cold wet, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle.
You can do it all day.
Mm-hmm.
Good job by you. Wu-Tang, is that 36 Chambers? Is that from the 36 Chambers album? You look. I'm asking you. You're just pulling up.
I'm on other albums. I'm more of a song.
That's got it going on.
That would be my
Call me the rap assassinator.
Remember
that? Rhymes rugged and
remember Curtis said he was going to do, what's it called, Wikipedia?
Yep.
That would be my question to Curtis. Could you name the Wu-Tang members?
He could not, no.
No.
He could not.
He'd be like, what's a Wu-Tang?
I'd have a hard time, too.
Marsha, Jan, that's Cindy, what
like, yeah.
Greg,
what prep
Bobby,
school did they go to?
Did they go to...
St. Thomas Aquinas.
Did
they
go to
Milton
Academy?
That's it.
The Rivers? The Wu-Tang Clan?
What in the hell?
Good job, I can. Thank you, Curtis, who is still tweeting and texting while he's supposed to be on vacation right now. Go enjoy ridiculous. Your vacation.
I'm going to find that out. That's going to be the next... He's listening right now, Curtis. There's going to be... Can you name the Wu-Tang members?
He will Google it. He was Googling it right now.
The first, I would say, I think it's nine. The original nine.
That'd be tough for a lot of people. Diana Rossini, you have questions about. Your question about Curtis's rap knowledge and Diana Rossini. Yes. What'd you say yesterday about her?
She's like, you know, she always like tweets stuff out. I'm hearing, and it looks like Cam Newton is going to sign with the L.A. Chargers. Writing it down. I'm telling you, I just got this information, tweets it out, boom. Then next thing you know, Cam Newton signs with the Patriots. It's like, wait a second.
Yeah, she's had a couple of those over the years.
Like,
so this one, we got this late in the show yesterday. And I have some questions about this. We'll play the full cut here, Ken, and we'll try to dissect what she is talking about here.
A head coach in the division has said, I think they're going to keep three quarterbacks, use Cam Newton as perhaps the wild card. I actually don't see him starting week one in this offense. I could be wrong, but I know one thing for a fact, and that's the New England Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
Okay, I got a couple thoughts there. We didn't touch on the middle portion of that clip enough yesterday at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
Right.
So
but was that
she,
her or the coach?
No,
she's
quoting the coach, right?
Oh, okay.
You guys
play
are shaking, Bridget's shaking her head. Play the cut again and just think of how this fits into her reporting.
Week one in this offense. I could be wrong, but I know one thing for a fact, and that's the New England Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
I could be. So she's reporting a quote from a coach who says in the middle of the quote, I could be wrong.
But the New England Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
Okay. Do you guys think there's any chance that Cam Newton does not start week one for the Patriots?
Zero. No.
I would like to be in a disagreement.
I'd love to know what that coach is doing in the meetings. Are you not paying attention? Like when they're talking about, hey, here's who we got on our depth chart.
Well, that's the next question. Which AFC East coach talked to Diana Rossini? So Chris Curtis, who's not here, tweeted out yesterday. He thinks it's Belichick. He thinks Belichick leaked this.
Well, then Belichick, then she wouldn't say that the coach then said, I could be wrong. If it's Bill, the final decision maker.
Yeah, right. So it can't be Bill.
No, there's no way it could be Bill.
To me, it was pretty simple. It was Brian Flores, who knows some of the players on this team. And when the Jarrett Stidham hype train was going and when Jeff Howe was leading it and all these people on the team were telling you how good Jarrett Stidham was going to be, they were telling B-Flo, still their friend, like, yeah, we like this kid. He's really good. And so he doesn't know that that was all part of the push to make Jarrett Stidham look better than he actually is.
Yeah, but how would Brian Flores know what Bill Belichick is going
to
be doing?
Because he talks to those defensive players still. He's still friendly with those guys,
right? Yeah, but she's saying it's like a coach who's part of the coaching staff. That's what it comes off to me as. Like, how would that coach know that, you know what, this is the guy, but, you know, there's no way Cam's not going to start week one.
A head coach in the division has said, I think they're going to keep three quarterbacks, use Cam Newton as perhaps the wild card. I actually don't see him starting week one in this offense. I could be wrong.
That's just dumb.
That's nuts.
I love a good ESPN reporter who says in the middle of it, I could be wrong.
I didn't hear that part.
I think the coach is saying that. The coach is saying Newton might not start. I could be wrong.
No, but see, I didn't hear the beginning part where she said there was a head coach in the division.
Yes, that's where it came from.
Yeah, so...
That's why I said I suggested B-Flo.
Who's your money on? I got Gase.
I got Brian Flores. He talks to these guys. He talked to them during the whole push for Jarrett Stidham.
Belichick and Gase are buddies. They're straight. They're
odd.
They are? They're oddly friendly, yes.
Oh. And I don't
Curtis tweeted that it might be Belichick. Sneaky good point there. What if she just talked to Belichick and he's throwing out subterfuge?
So a head coach would say,
said report this.
A head coach would say,
why is he on vacation?
Yeah, well, why would
not,
you report that?
I might be wrong. So Belichick would say, hey, Diana, we were like, I could be wrong, but Cam might start week one.
But people don't know it's Belichick, so they'll think it's somebody else. Now they're all confused.
They're going to use him in a wild card.
Now teams have to prepare for all three QBs.
Rossini's legit pawn for Belichick. You're just like, hey, report it this way, Diana.
Can you see the Jets? No. Can you see the Can you see the Jets defensively game plan? All right, we got to prepare for Hoyer. We got to prepare for Stidham, and we got to prepare for Camp. Like, really?
How, guys, Xavien Howard, how are you going to be able to, as an elite cornerback, defend against Brian Hoyer?
Yeah,
Brian Hoyer.
You make it sound like the defensive coordinator is going, okay, not only do we got to account Brian for Hoyer. Odell Beckham, we got to then account for George Kittle, and then we got to account for Ezekiel Elliott. You're talking about two quarterbacks that would say a subpar. Do you really even got to prepare for them?
That's why the Hoyer package is going to be powerful.
Hoyer package.
Yeah, interception. That's the package.
Right.
So it's like, that's why I think it's Flores, because Flores talked to these guys before they signed Newton, and he was getting from them, because they were being told this, that they were being told by the team to leak this out there, that they all like Jarrett Stidham. That's the only real answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe, but I could see B
Media
Flow.
Cartel.
I could be B Flow knowing, Coach, you know what? Those guys really like Stidham.
Because he still talks to, like, McCourt. They were all close. They still talked about him last year.
Maybe
when he
talks to
here.
Mayo. Maybe.
Yeah, and he probably talks to he probably talks to other coaches. Oh, yeah, well, they really love the Stidham kid.
How about Fitzy's intel yesterday that Stidham took Instagram mentions out, right? He muted his Instagram mentions.
He limited
that is a bad sign.
He limited – so Stidham yesterday limited his mentions, so you can't comment. There's a
mentions or comments.
He put a cap. Excuse me. He put a cap on comments on his Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Meaning if people were flying in saying like, "How come Cam's out there with Sanu and you're at a wedding, you're posting anniversary pictures?"
So there's only a limit.
I have more questions.
So he puts up a picture, right, or something,
right?
There's only a limit to how many people can then comment on said picture.
So he's already
limit, or is it only certain people?
He's capped.
It's got to be a limit.
It's capped. So like,
you can't
fly in now and go to different pictures on his IG and be like, "Hey, that's a great steak you made with your wife. How's it feel to lose your job to Cam?" Because you know people are going to do
but
that.
But you can't even mention anything, even if you do it, just a great steak, if the number of people that he
can't
capped
be that
it
soft.
On exceeds
that's
that.
That's an awful sign. This is true. Hold on a second. I don't. That is a bad sign, Wiggy.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Jarrett Stidham.
So it's that
comments
like
can be, comments,
50 comments,
comments can
that's
be turned
it.
Off
after,
everywhere.
After, but no, but he's saying, you're saying, like, all right, the number of 50 comments after, 50 comments is the max. After that, nobody else can comment.
Comments on this post have been limited.
Right.
I'm not sensitive.
What the hell?
Uh-huh.
So that that means that the number of comments.
Oh no, Jarrett.
So he doesn't want his comment line flooded with Cam Newton.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he must view his Instagram as a personal personal line of media and communication, and not something that allows him to be put out into the public eye, which means that he doesn't like all the crap that people are probably saying about him. Which means that he is probably a bit perturbed by this, which means that the experiment that Belichick is running, while also possibly getting a former MVP at a bargain basement Belichick price, working.
You're starting to see Stidham can crack, man.
Sensitive snowflake.
The comments on this post have been limited features, a relatively new feature. A way to fight harassment, offensive comments, and cyberbullying.
Bingo.
This means that a person that has a public Instagram account can limit the group of people that can comment on their posts. So you can make it people who you follow and your followers, people you follow or your followers.
So you can't. So if you weren't already followed, if you're not a friend of Stidham's, if you're not someone he follows, or if you haven't been a follower prior to, you can't come in late to the party and then just
his
wall.
Is his Instagram private or is
no,
it?
No,
public.
It's public right now. Huh. I mean,
he's not someone you have to request a follow up.
Yeah, see, that's he couldn't.
Okay, I know we're going deep dive on Instagram. That's a bad look.
Yeah,
if he's that sensitive about it, then turn your account off, delete your account if you're worried about people posting on pictures of you and your wife celebrating your anniversary.
Yeah.
Just shut the thing down.
Right.
Delete it. Do what Schilling did for a couple weeks. Delete your account.
Yeah.
Limiting posts. Great. He's limiting posts on Instagram, but he's going to deal with Cam Newton in a quarterback battle.
And Belichick.
Awesome.
And Belichick is cut Belichick is cut from that club, because my first year in the league, you know, I was fortunate to play for Bill Parcells, and Bill Parcells was that type of guy. Could he break you mentally before you even stepped on the practice field?
Now, Mutt, how many people have you had to block on Twitter?
I block plenty of people, but my two reasons I block people.
I don't block nobody.
Personal shots at my family, or if you don't follow. If you follow me, mm-hmm. you can basically say what you want almost. Right. The people that don't follow who are also being critical sometimes get a block. If you're trading, you're following me and I get use a follower, then you can
I don't
you're
block
in the hundreds now. Lots of blocks from the Mutt Man.
Over 100.
Yeah, see,
over 100 people blocked.
I'm
over 100. And now a handful on Instagram,
muted?
Too.
I don't block them.
The IG's popping up. And now I'm going to limit my comments like Stidham did. I don't want people commenting.
Although I will agree with you. If somebody drags the family into an equation or tries to go in and say something about the personal side of my life, you want to say something about the videos, my takes, whatever else, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to drag the family into it, if it gets personal like that,
I don't block anybody.
Dunsky,
I don't block anybody or mute anybody.
No,
not at all. Never.
Not even for hate
because
speech?
You're a professional athlete.
Not even for hate speech.
More
professional athletes. People kiss your ass on Twitter.
I get a lot of stuff, but I don't.
Please.
To me, it doesn't bother.
Wiggy, can you sign this for me?
Jermaine,
what a great point you made this morning with Hillman.
No, I get a lot of like, Wiggy, you're a moron. You know this, that, and the other. But I mean, you could take shots. I don't mind that. I mean,
shots are fine, but when they get personal,
if you get personal, it's easy to find out who people are on social media. And where they live.
You're tracking people tweet, down?
I'm not tracking them
every
down.
Every other tweet from you, though, is it's Anthony Anderson crying on the sofa or the 50 Cent wigs out.
Yeah, I'm not
it's 50 Cent and, what is it, Patrick Stewart.
I would never track anybody down.
A lot of Denzel lately.
That's what the goon squad's for.
A lot of hashtag wigs out.
You got a lot of Denzel going on these days.
Yeah, that's right. It's goon squad's
great actor, terrible interview.
You see that address right there?
What's that?
Deliver them some mail. Wigs out. The goon squad.
Oh, now you're like AB, got your boys on a group text.
Hey, listen, you come for my family.
It's fine.
Then you come for my family. You might see the goon squad.
All right. Ken Laird's got news coming up. We're going to talk to Mike Giardi at 9 o'clock. We're going to play a Wigipedia battle. At 8:30, where you and I are going to try to...
I don't know. It's Kurt.
Curtis
is going to be like, could you tell me who the third president of the United States, his vice president, was?
It's not trivia. It's Wikipedia. It's open-ended. It's your knowledge
of
subject.
I don't know where it is.
This is almost like debate.
It's almost like
I've got
questions.
It's like a rap battle, debate battle.
No, it's almost like it's been dates with Curtis. Could you tell me what happened back in 1852?
I've got 9 questions. They're about...
9?
First one to 5.
Yeah, first 1 to 5 wins. It's a battle on your perspective and knowledge on seminal moments, factoids, and dates surrounding the birth of our country.
See, exactly.
Important. Sorry,
birth of our country.
I have never been more education shamed. I'm so sorry that I have any intelligence.
The birth of our country. Yes.
All right.
Give me the birth of our country.
You know what? That's a point for you.
There you go. One
just for not insulting
one
me. You're already up 1-0. The Mutt Man is going to win bigly.
I have seminal questions here of the birth of our country.
Where do the Seminoles play?
I have these seminal questions that I found. I found this on Professor's Google 101
of American
history.
That's with Bing. It says Bing and Professor's Google 101.
We probably
go to high school.
Braintree High.
Yeah, man, you went to Braintree. Stop it. I hate when people act like they're so educated. When you go, I went to English high school.
I went to a normal public high school, then I went to a good college, and I got a good SAT score. What do you want me to do?
Can you bring in your SAT scores, please?
Yes, I'll bring them in.
I will match SAT scores later on. But
we're going to SAT shame each other. Yesterday we slot shame. Today we're going to SAT shame.
We're going to get Fitzy's SAT scores.
We'll do it all after a news with Ken Laird coming up.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news
in 3, 2, 1
with your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at 3 things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team. Assemble!
Danielle enjoying a well-deserved vacation week with Greg and I'd say Curtis, but Curtis is tweeting from home, and he's still got real estate in Fitzy's head. Like, it's unbelievable. You're legit rattled right now.
Fitzy's
tweeting from home. Why is he really?
I'm not rattled. I just don't understand why you're on vacation.
You are rattled.
Empty your mind.
Ken. You're rattled.
Empty your mind.
Fitzy's the
take a break.
The Jared Stidham of WEEI. He's like, he's
well, when you have Curtis living in your head all the time, and then Ken like follows suit. And
living in your head. Curtis owns an apartment.
Everyone in this show crapping on you 24 hours
now,
a day.
Have I crapped on you this week? It's been very pleasant.
No, it has been, actually.
So who's the real problem?
So, yeah. Uno a dos, yeah.
Who's Uno?
The whole show
Uno
craps.
On
that's
you?
Uno.
Me? Uno?
Wow. Uno.
Matsuno.
I'm Uno?
Yeah, no, he said. Not you.
Oh,
Greg.
Curtis.
Oh, Greg.
Oh, Greg.
Does Greg crap on you a lot?
What's that?
Have
you listened to the show?
I've heard Curtis crap. I have. I've heard Curtis take shots at a rapid pace.
And
I thought there was fun sort of shrapnel. It's not. Fitzy's. No. This is a whole different. It's a 4-hour
damage.
Show.
Forget about a space.
Have you seen the smile on my face all week long? The lighthearted manner in which I've conducted myself?
He has mentioned like 20 times how great this week is.
There's a cul-de-sac in Fitzy's head. Greg, Curtis, Ken.
Curtis Corner. Curtis Corner over there.
They all live in, it's like they live in the cul-de-sac all in this.
Is Danielle nice to you, or she bury you too?
Fabulous.
Yeah, Danielle
okay,
don't
so
live
she's
there.
The one. She's
so
the
it's Ken,
gotcha.
Greg, Curtis. Do I got a spot up there or no?
Nope.
Okay, so I don't have a spot.
I
so
guess
we don't
have a spot yet.
I feel good.
We're good.
Okay.
Nope. News normally with Danielle. She's on vacation. Ken is handling it this week and doing a good job. Northeast Men's Health, of course, sponsors the news now. A new office open in Denham, right next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com, or you can call them at 617-793-5000. What do you got, Ken?
Well, it's 4th of July this weekend. How many fireworks, how much fireworks activity do we expect? Marty Walsh
has formed a
task force.
Oh, good.
Complaints are up.
Going to New Hampshire, get mine.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Well, Marty's going to crack down on you. He's got a task force
in Boston.
That's true, you don't live here. He's putting together a group of folks to have a serious conversation over the next couple days to talk about how they move forward. Complaints are up over 5,000%.
And I'm sure you guys have talked about it. I don't live in the city. I don't get it. Like, one, is it really that bad? And two, why are people now this summer deciding fireworks are the thing to do?
Truth be told, Curtis is the fireworks correspondent on the show because he lives in the city. City proper.
Wiggy,
they're the worst they have
ever
been.
They've always been there. I lived in the city. I grew up in the city, and they've always been there, you know, summertime, whatever, fireworks, you know, get the M80s out, get the bottle rockets out.
Oh, it's so much more. But these are like coordinated shows with like elite level pyrotechnics. Now, there have been some conflicting theories though from New York City, where the complaints are up like 230,000%, to Boston. It's people with not much to do. People don't know what to do with all their fireworks.
People are bored.
Legitimately, people bored. People not knowing what to do with all their fireworks, giving themselves something to do. And some people have believed.
Get the Roman candles. Let's have a Roman candle fight.
That cops have actually done it.
Okay. What? The Whistlers.
That police officers have lit them off at night. This is not my theory. This is just,
listen,
read it on the internet.
Have you ever seen fireworks in the sky?
It's on the Google. That's usually where I see them. I don't see them underwater.
They're pretty cool when you see them. So, like, if you're fortunate enough to, you know, live in the city and at nighttime, look up there. It's like, oh, man, look at that. You know, they got fireworks.
At 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, well, I did see this morning, somebody had the story where they are, New Hampshire is now, they're going to limit targeting mass. I don't think they're going to stop advertising altogether,
ads,
but they're not going to do targeted ads to the state now anymore. They've agreed not to basically come to Massachusetts and say, hey, come north and buy your fireworks and go back. And if you guys notice on the highways right now, the only signs right now are fireworks are illegal. Every single one.
Quarantine
up and down 95.
Quarantine for 14 days. Fireworks are illegal. Mm-hmm. Sign AB.
I get my fireworks from New Hampshire. I'm like, dude, cops, really? Come on.
You can get them in Connecticut, too.
Are you having a 4th of July? Will you do fireworks this weekend?
I'm like, you worried about fireworks? There's kids out there killing each other. Maybe you should go look into that.
Is the Wiggins family doing a fireworks show?
We do fireworks show. Yeah.
Like all weekend, Friday, Saturday? Yeah, what's the plan?
It just depends. Kids love it.
Don't blow your hand off.
I don't blow my hand off. I light it and I get away.
Don't pull it. Yeah, kids, no JPP yourself. And Wiggy's fireworks are in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying.
No, but I mean, this is for the kids. And I light them, I get away, and then the dog goes up there and he sniffs around them. And then I know.
You're too valuable to station
Wiggy's
right now. We can't have you losing anything.
I know what Wiggy's signature cold drink is, but I don't fancy you like someone who like gets all, you know, hammered or like too lit and then lights fireworks, because that's when accidents happen.
I don't do that.
Right. You're not an idiot like, you know, four or five tree houses in. No. Someone's like, this would be a great idea.
I told you, that's when you were kids.
Hey, Mutt, catch.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's when you were kids and you had, like, Roman candle fights, you know, light them up and they're like, you know. But
you know what we do in our family? You know what's a nice, safe summer treat? Sparklers. That's a nice, safe summer activity. You light the sparkler, kids run around for right. 4 or 5 seconds. There'll be no fireworks.
That is the red non-contact jersey
yep.
of
and my family got a whole bag of them ready for this weekend, baby. Oh, not a firework to be found.
Used to put the M80s in the too mailbox.
Nervous. No. Ken I'm not touching M80s. No way. That's too dangerous.
Ken doesn't even watch the fireworks for fear of excitement.
Yeah, I can see that. What
how
else
about,
you have there,
how about, real quick, though, the calls to BPD. Yeah. Last June, 139 complaints. This year in June, 7,800 complaints.
What did I
BPD.
Tell you? How can that be? Okay, so something else is going on.
Yeah, it's
something,
called coronavirus.
Fitzy, you did a terrible. I love you. You did a terrible job explaining it. Can't be the cops doing
no,
it. People can't
corona.
Be bored.
It's corona. No.
Is there
corona.
A secret firework yes. society?
No. There are some people who believe in New York City that there is a coordinated effort of communication going on. Of people like signaling something that's going to happen
I told
by
you.
Doing fireworks every
no, okay, no that, joke. That, okay, you, that I believe more than the cops are doing.
No, it's so coronavirus. People are bored. Corona has got everything up. Corona's everything's up. Look at it. Just look at the numbers. Everything is up.
Everything is up. That's, let's put that headline on WEEI.com.
Curtis,
Wiggins,
tweet that out.
Quote, everything's up.
Curtis, tweet it.
Next summer,
tweet
watch.
It.
When you get a vaccine next summer, watch. Fireworks will be down.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
I want to drive a topic during news. Why are there more fireworks? 617-779-7937.
By the way, we didn't give the number out. There are already calls trying to explain good. It to us. Yeah, so right. I will take these phone calls. Trust me, because I don't understand it. I don't think we have uncovered it yet why there are more.
I like some of the
people
fireworks.
People are bored.
They do have some really nice ones now. You go up there. It's like
stop.
It's like you're at the Esplanade.
Esplanade.
Nice job.
Can you guys come in? Jermaine blew his hand off with the firework. Can you guys someone come in? Can someone
light it and get away.
Okay. Now, Monday, when we return, could be a big Phase 3 opening in the state of Massachusetts.
What is
could
Phase
be.
3?
Now, Phase 3 will open up museums.
Okay.
Fitness centers was initially there, but I believe gyms have now been pushed back to Phase 4.
Okay, either so that no or gyms. 3B. What's the most important one, Ken?
Indoor rec centers with go-karts, trampolines, and more, and
get
casinos.
To it. Get to it. There it is right there.
Casinos.
Encore.
Casinos.
And,
oh, okay.
MGM Springfield and the Penn right. National one so down
until
in
until I have a sports Plano? Book at the Encore.
What about youth sports?
I,
is that
I want
part
a sports
Phase
book.
3?
It's youth sports. So we can practice right now, Wiggy? Mm-hmm. We can't play games. Explain to me how that works.
Is playing games in Phase 3?
My kids practiced last night. They were right on top each other playing baseball, but you can't play against other
travel.
People.
You're traveling. You don't want to carry it from city to city.
So
I'm in Chelmsford.
The kids play.
Place.
Guy, the kids same play game. Like the when I coached Little League, the kids, yes, I drink like Buttermaker, but
it's
the
town,
kids
it's
all
town.
You,
it's
well,
town
you play at the same field the whole time.
And it's the kids. So
I
is
the Pop Tops.
It was supposed to be, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be.
Are the games in Phase 3 then?
I think they're in Phase 4 now.
All right.
I will check that out.
Are they in Phase 4?
I gotta check. Some towns are doing it differently. But
right.
Knock
the casino,
have you
so
checked
you
in with Have you checked in with King Baker recently as to why we still don't have a sports book or sports gambling in this
state? Yeah, he gave Greg some really good answers on that over the last couple months.
I can't wait to get back to
don't rip King Baker.
To
that's one. Job. That is one area in which I disagree significantly with the governor.
July 31st, the deadline's going to pass. We're not going to have sports betting in the state.
I praise Mutt on Mutt at night one
Chris
night.
Chris Sununu, genius.
When he said that he had that the best way to make up for the education budget shortfall was to allow sports gambling and siphon some of that
money. You sent me a nice text that night.
Yes, I did. I thought it was a great segment. It's a great suggestion.
Speaking of King Baker, he did not take a victory lap for the zero deaths reported yesterday in Massachusetts. We did have, I think, back up to 28 in the last.
There's no spiking the ball. There's, you know, there's no big celebration at home plate. There's none of that. Okay, this is something that everybody needs to understand that the virus doesn't care about today.
So stay vigilant. If we get to Phase 3, we are vigilant.
That's the one thing I would say he's doing right now is not taking the victory lap, like not saying like what Donald Trump has said that it's just going to go away. Like people should wear masks. If you're an indoor 4th July party, you should be wearing a mask this weekend. I'll say it right now.
Irrational fear, as Danielle would call it, in Bellingham, Mass. A woman there is recovering after being struck by lightning inside her home when she was touching her lamp during the storms on Wednesday. This is unbelievable. Here's she is talking about it, Shelby Klopp.
I worked from home. I was working in my office. I touched the lamp to turn it on, and all of a sudden I felt a huge boom, saw an extremely bright white light that has now affected my vision, and I flew back.
Flew back inside the home, touching the lamp.
Is there a chance that wasn't just
a
lamp shorting out? Was it really lightning? Are we confirming it's lightning?
I mean, there are a lot of storms around, but you've seen that. A lot of telephone poles hit.
Hey, I learned three things. Mm-hmm. Shut the TV off, mm-hmm. don't touch the lamps, and don't take a shower.
I was going to say, get out of the tub, Shut the TV off. No lamps.
Isn't the car the safe place during a lightning storm? That's what the rubber tires.
Yeah, okay. That's what I heard.
They ground you.
And and don't go under the trees.
That's a good one too.
In Alabama, Tuscaloosa, to be exact, students are having COVID-19 parties.
Okay.
Wiggy likes this plan.
I do like this plan.
The fire chief is not as thrilled about it, but here is Randy Smith talking about the phenomena in Alabama.
We had seen over the last few weeks parties going on in the county or throughout the city in the county in several locations where students or kids would come in with known positives. We thought that was kind of a rumor at first. We did some additional research. Not only did the doctor's offices help confirm it, but the state confirmed they had also had the same information.
Hey, you know who these kids are? They play Alabama football. That's what Nick Saban's having them do. Let's all get COVID now. Clemson, let's all have COVID now.
Tuscaloosa,
we play football this fall.
I would get it if I was a player. Get it over with.
So you're in for the herd immunity.
Yeah,
you want
get it over with. Right?
If I was 19, I think, you know what? I'd be stupid enough to say the same exact thing. Just get it.
19,
no big deal.
I'm 45. Like, get it over with.
You would get it now?
All right, I mean, just to get it and get it over with.
At 45, hard pass.
Why?
Because you don't know. I mean, I know the death rate isn't so high, but why?
But
don't
then
know
you
what it's
would be
do to you.
You, I mean, listen.
If you could avoid it in general
when you
versus
get
any
in
potential
your car
scarring
every day, you don't know what's going to happen.
But you still get in.
What?
This is the car accident and COVID comparison again.
No, I'm not saying car accident, but when you walk out of your house every day, there's something that could happen.
Right.
Right. So
sure.
Yeah.
If you're
Curtis could harass you.
If you're
Curtis could harass you on Twitter.
Well, we already know Fitzy's headed to the toll.
Turn the phone off.
Right. But
I'm going to go Zakim because I want to jump off a new bridge.
Well, that's too low, so you know.
It's still.
You'd meet it. Right, so if you're going to have that mindset, right, you're going to now walk, you're going to be scared to go anywhere. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to get the COVID.
Well, because it's a six-month-old virus or three-month-old virus. We have no idea what it is yet. I know what the risks are when I get in a car. Do you know the risks if you get COVID right now? Like, you have no underlying health issues that it wouldn't kill you?
Yeah,
I don't know that.
14 days.
What 14 days?
Well, I'd say that not what my man Ben Carson said. I'm 98% chance I'm going to recover.
My man Ben Carson
and Dr. Travis Clay said it's probably higher than that. It's probably
Clay,
at 99.
Travis.
I think it's Clay Travis, but I like
no Dr. Travis Clay.
Was he on General Hospital?
Isn't there a singer named Travis Clay?
There's Travis Tritt, who's a country singer. There's Clay Travis, who runs Outkick, your favorite website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and it's not my favorite website.
Got a nominee for dumb.
You love Outkick.
No,
love
only when it comes to Corona talk.
Okay, gotcha.
Apparently, Florida, you go ahead to Florida here in the news. The state of Florida has two issues. Obviously, they have COVID cases rising. They also have protesters, which are upsetting Clay County Sheriff Daryl Daniels, the suburb of Jacksonville. Now, Wiggy, you have been an alarmist in terms of violence.
Yes.
Well, this sheriff says he is going to arm citizens that have guns in
That's
this
it.
Little rant yesterday.
The second that you step out from up under the protection of the Constitution, we'll be waiting on you, and we'll give you everything you want. All the publicity, all the pain, all the glamour and glory for all that 5 minutes will give you. Is it a threat? Absolutely not. But somebody has to step up in front of the camera and say, enough is enough. Tearing up Clay County, that's not going to be acceptable. And if we can't handle you, you know what I'll do? I'll exercise the power and authority as a sheriff, and I'll make special deputies of every lawful gun owner in this county. And I'll deputize them for this one purpose, to stand in the gap between lawlessness and civility. That's what we're sworn to do, and that's what we're going to do. You've been warned.
Oof. Has President Trump retweeted this yet? He's going to retweet this. This is his guy. This guy's the new the new sheriff of the country. He's going to be named today by Trump.
Move it, DeSantis. That guy's the new favorite crush of Trump.
Citizens arrest. Not a citizen's arrest. Right. We're going to deputize anyone with a gun. We're going to shoot you down if you're not peacefully protesting.
Right. Hey, Daryl, I got a gun. You're a deputy now.
Deputy Wiggins. Go get him.
So now can I just shoot anybody, or is there guidelines to me being a deputy?
I'm hoping they've got some guidelines ready when they do deputize. I'm hoping.
If not, you're just telling people with guns to go out there. Oh, man. I told you, Ken. I said it here. When did I say this? Was way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Violence will come with Corona.
Oh, boy.
Like Ray Lewis. What so when the players were locked out, that'd be fine.
There are more Karens in the news, but maybe it's time to wrap. You're calling, Mutt. Two Karens, or are we going to
Wiggy needs a
put
Karen.
A bow on it there.
Well, how about
we'll do one.
And if you're waiting on hold, we will take your fireworks calls.
Oh, good.
I will take these coming up on the other side of this. But go ahead.
Yeah, because we know you like keep people on hold.
Karen, I was dependent on that.
And now.
Karens!
The Karen Report.
Why did you do that?
Karen, Karen. Why?
Montclair, New Jersey, our stop today. This is a permit Karen, a neighborhood permit Karen. Neighbors are doing homework on their deck, and a woman from next door came over to ask to see their permit to do said construction.
Wow.
Here's the exchange from the video that was taken.
She's been waiting 2 years for this.
Are you crazy?
This is Susan that lives on Marion Road in Montclair.
Now, are you threatening? Are you threatening us with your son?
She's not admitting to it.
Are you threatening us with your son?
Are you saying you didn't? Are you going to say you didn't put your hands on me?
Ain't nobody put their hands.
No one put your hands on. He put his hands on me. I asked you to please leave.
No, because your attorneys, you know what to do.
Exactly. So please walk away from our property.
What we are living with, even in Montclair, for 2 years, Susan from Marion Road has been harassing us. For 2 years.
Oh, boy.
I thought that's not a Karen. That's a Susan.
That's a Susan.
She's a Susan, but she's really a Karen.
What are they doing for construction?
Her neighbor is Fareed Hyatt, an attorney and a law professor at the City University of New York.
Does it matter what they're doing? Like, it's my property. Mind your damn business.
But I'm curious, what would make you come across as a neighbor? Like, if someone...
Too much noise,
so someone, if someone building in their backyard, would you go check them for their permit?
I wouldn't bother anybody.
Come on.
I don't know. Maybe you would if it was loud. If they were,
check for permits.
Are they doing, listen, are they doing construction at 3 in the morning?
Yes,
are they building your pool in 3 in the morning?
Yes. If
they're,
if they're doing construction at the same time you do fireworks, I'm checking. If not, let adults be
adults. Fireworks are different, though. Fireworks for entertainment. Are you building your pool at 3 a.m. and, you know, jackhammering and bringing in damn backhoes and ripping up ground? If you're not, I mean, come on, leave them alone. Even if it's in the morning at, like, 7 a.m., you know, it's like the people at the people who have landscaping companies.
What's the rule for you?
You got to cut grass. I mean, if you got to cut grass, listen, I lived in East Boston. I could sleep through airplanes landing. So you learn to be a better sleeper. Maybe get you a little Dutchie at night. Then you don't have to worry about it.
A what?
A little smoke. Smoke. You'll sleep real good the next morning.
Some people say melatonin or a white noise machine. Wiggy says a Dutchie. Whatever works.
It's legal now in this state.
That's it.
Northeast Men's Health, of course, proud sponsor of the news. Normally with Danielle, but today with Ken Laird. They have a new office open in Denham next to Legacy Place. Go to northeastmenshealth.com or call them at 617-793-5000. Ken asked to drive the narrative in trending. He did, or not trending in the news. We got basically full phone. People want to explain the fireworks thing because they don't think Fitzy did a good job.
Thank you.
We'll do that on the other side next hour three, Greg Hill Show.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.